This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble. Hey! isn't that what I say when I call Captain John Reagan? Hey! And that means, hey, John, what do you think? Can you come on air with me? Isn't that how it goes?
Is it Monday already?
And that's what Captain John Reagan replies. Is it Monday already? And that could be any day. It could be, I could say, hey, on Sunday, Saturday, Tuesday. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. Alex is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Captain John Reagan's with us. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And, you know, John, thank you so much for being with us today, taking time out of your day, time that you cannot replace, time that you're willing to share at without compensation. And I really appreciate it. You've got a wealth of information, and you're going to wipe the smiles right off our face.
You better believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
As Becky was leaving this morning, As Becky was leaving this morning, she wanted me to tell you, hey. Now, I told her, hey might be a sore topic for you.
Oh, man, it is a sore topic. Yeah. I'll tell you why. We had yesterday, our son and I came back from baling hay. It was absolutely miserable. The sky was just threatening to rain, and we had to get the hay up off the ground, otherwise it would turn moldy. If it got wet, it would turn moldy inside the bales, and the bales would be, they'd be a liability. I mean, they wouldn't be an asset at all, they'd be a liability. Like, what do you do with a 1,000-pound ball of mold? And it takes like a month if you were to put it out in a safe area and just light it on fire and let it burn. It would take a month to burn, literally, I'm not exaggerating. It's not like wood that, you know, burn relatively quickly. So the whole hay season, first cutting hay season, which has been going on for, a couple of months now. It usually should be done in a week. But rain every day, every other day, humidity, dampness, cloudy, just miserable. We had two days in a row this season where we had some sun. And we had to get 400,000 pounds of hay cut in two-day periods, and we did it. But I was looking around. We were coming back from baling yesterday. We're pulling the baler behind us in the truck, and I was looking at what the other farmers did, and they made so many mistakes. And I don't know if they believe the U.S. weather, in U.S. weather.gov. I don't know if they believe them or weather.com or the local television weather. I don't know what they're listening to, but they made so many mistakes. They would cut their hay, and then it would rain on their hay. And then they would ted their hay, and then it would rain on that. And then they would rake their hay, and then it would rain on that. And then they would bale their hay in the rain. It's all wasted. All wasted. I mean, these great big balls of mold. I don't know how this is all going to play out well. In our case, we're okay. But for most of the farmers, they left hay on the fields. They were sloppy when they cut their hay. It would be like if you had a two-bladed lawnmower, and they were set at different heights. Like, maybe One was a foot taller than another, and it scalped areas and just miserably appearing fields when they were done because they were in such a hurry. And then, to make matters worse, I asked Mrs. Finelli to call the big independent dealer in our area that sells New Holland equipment, all kinds of big mowers, like 15-foot mowers, hay mowers, hay rakes, bobcats, everything you could possibly think of in the farm and agriculture line, big tractors, little tractors. And all I wanted to know was, what is the price of a water pump for an International 385 tractor, a very common tractor? And I wanted to have a spare one, just in case. And she couldn't get through to the counter to talk to someone to ask them if they could just tell her the price. And that's because they were so busy. They were so busy because all the farmers had broken down equipment. And so we called the John Deere dealer. Same thing. Couldn't get through to a counter person. We used to call them countermen. I think we can still call them countermen. I don't think there are very many counter women, meaning behind the counter at the parts counter. So it's not just New Holland. It's not just the independent dealers. It's John Deere as well. You can't get through. Parts are breaking like crazy. And it's because the hay is so tall, so thick, it's just brutal on the equipment. So that's my take on what happened in the hay department.
Wow. And just so I set up a little bit for today, and the links for today is on the financialstateoftheunion.com. I set the news tab as the home page, so it will take you there already. The bulk of today, I've got a section, the financial end of the road. It was February 22nd, 2012. The very first time I was on the air with you to talk about the financial state of the union. It would take until November 2013 to finally get the book published. And one of the more common questions I had at the time is, how long do we have? That's always the big one. And my answer at the time was, I hope we have 2 to 3 years because I'm not ready. Still not ready, but I now understand how it got to take this long. And that goes back to over $100 trillion of new debt since this last financial debacle in 2008. You really have to read the book to get the history of what they did with money and everything else, and especially after 1971, where we were taken off the gold standard, and then the years that followed as the currencies of the world were all translated into fiat currencies. They could not play this game without doing so. And after today, I'm not sure there's anything else I can add in the genre of the financial state of the union. I said, you know, we'd see the signs, and the signs are here. I can't tell you exactly when, but some of these are saying real soon. And I hope to get through that section. I've got some other things coming up, and the first on is tech, how your phone can be stolen without leaving your hand. And I really don't like how this attack is called. It's called a SIM swap attack. And if you just read the headline, it might sound like, well, if somebody gets a hold of your phone, they can get your SIM out and, you know, play havoc. No, that's not what this is. This is somebody calling your cell provider and giving them enough information to convince them that they are you, and having your phone number transferred to another SIM. And this is an account of what happened to a tech-savvy guy, as he writes for ZDNet, which Ziff Davis was the publisher of PC Magazine, and the absolute hell this guy went through from the SIM swap attack. He has managed to get some things resolved, and not very easily, and still several unresolved issues. And he goes through ways you can protect yourself, especially if you're a T-Mobile user. And this is one of the things, you know, please read this article. If you have a phone that has a SIM card in it, you know, contact your provider and figure out the best way of protecting yourself from this. Because once it happens, it's just like, you know, if you're a victim of identity theft, which is, this is basically a form of that. It takes so much time and money to get your life back in order. You will have wished that you would have followed this. Vincent.
You know, I was in the truck over the weekend at it was late, and I was listening to a broadcast by Kim Komando. Kim Komando is, she calls herself the digital goddess. She's like the self-proclaimed computer technology guru. And she had a commercial on her broadcast. It's nationally syndicated. And I can't believe that people actually listen to her. But her commercial was for something called an iDrive. This is a cloud-type drive. And from what I understand from this commercial, you have your data on your computer, and you receive a drive in the mail, and then you back up your data to this hard drive. Then you send that hard drive to this company. And then from then on, you can back up the rest of your data, the new data, onto the cloud. So the whole thing lives on the cloud. So it's a physical transportation from your PC through a hard drive to get to the company who puts it on the cloud. And then once the bulk of your data is there, you know, the updates, the new change, the new data, the changes and so forth, take effect on the cloud. So there lives on the cloud your data. So there's some company that you don't even know who they are. You don't know where the cloud is. It's living someplace. And she's recommending that people entrust their data to the cloud. I can't believe it. It makes, and it's $6 a month. So you can back up your PCs, your Macs, your mobiles, and one account. One account. What a great idea. Put it on the cloud. At least they say it's a great idea. I think it's nuts. Absolutely nuts. So there are people who are allegedly technically savvy, who get themselves into trouble. And if you believe them, you're going to get yourself in trouble. In my case, and I have a feeling John Reagan's case as well, our data lives where we control it. Because if you don't have it under your control, you don't own it. John, do you agree with what I said?
I'll cover that when we get back.
Yeah, okay. There we go, Captain John Reagan.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and I mentioned iDrive. And iDrive was founded in the late 1990s, and the idea was to provide storage, and I stands for Internet. And at the height of this company, they had about 10 million registered users, and they had partnerships with companies like MP3.com, ZDNet.com, and major universities. So this was considered one of the big technologies to watch. John, your thoughts on storing your data in the cloud?
Well, let me add another level on top of this. The military is getting ready to let, I believe it's a $100 billion contract, probably going to go to Amazon. I think the only other company that's in the running now is Microsoft. And
that's right.
This is kind of a game changer. A lot of data is going to be in the cloud for the military, including a lot of, I don't know what level, but classified information. And this is going to be a game changer on the battlefield. Because they can go out and take some drone footage, have current intel for the layout of the battlefield, and through the cloud, that can be spread to, you know, every, you know, person on the field as well as headquarters. in nearly real time. It's mind-boggling where some of this tech is going. I believe that cloud backup does have a place. If you have any sensitive information, it would be wise to encrypt it before backing it up to the cloud. But to only rely on backup on site, you risk several things. One is loss of all your data from an event like a fire. You also have another risk these days from the government, and I believe it's only going to get worse, where they come in and confiscate all your tech equipment because you're guilty of things like a hate crime. And that includes the ridiculous hate speech stuff that we're going through right now. So, I do believe there's room for it. I also believe that you need to have a copy of what you consider important at home, too. So I hope that expresses my feeling on the matter there.
Well, when I ran a data center back years ago, I'm talking about magnetic tape backup. What we would do is we would back up three deep, meaning three levels deep. So if you could always get back to where you needed to be. If your first backup failed, well, you still have another backup. If your second backup failed, and you still have another backup. And then if your third backup failed, you're out of luck. But what we did was we would put these backups in different locations. We had multiple locations. And that's how we handled it. But none of it was available to be hacked by someone on the internet. That was just not available. And we physically knew where all of our backup copies were. We had records of which copies were where and when, and there were certain recycling dates for the physical media. So that's how I did it. And when I designed systems for the government, like a school, there would be schools had in the offices, they would have a room that was a concrete block room that they would have their safe in, meaning their safe for currency and other records. And I would put a server in there on an uninterruptible power system with a huge battery, so that's where the backup server for all of the other servers lived. And that's how we did that. And then that server was backed up to another magnetic medium every day. And there were several layers of that deep. So that's how I handled it. I handled it from a physical standpoint, rather than putting it out someplace where I have no idea where it is, meaning the cloud. Captain John, and I'll be right back.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's just released his health care plan, seen as an expansion of Obamacare that would provide a public option for people to buy into.
I believe we have to protect and build on Obamacare. That's why I proposed adding a public option to Obamacare as the best way to lower costs and cover everyone.
Biden's plan is not a Medicare for all system like those promoted by several of his rival Democratic candidates. ICE raids are still expected to happen this week in some U.S. cities, but they seem to have fizzled yesterday when they were expected to start in earnest. Advocates for immigrants say a few people were rounded up, but that seemed to be routine activity for immigration and customs enforcement agents. Agents are supposed to be focusing on illegal immigrants who've already been sent final orders of removal. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And if you go to that address, you'll be able to see the resources for today with all the links. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. Captain John?
Let's move down to the history section. And let me do the quick one first, why gold is money. This has a very interesting graphic in it that walks you through the elements, and I don't know if you can make an argument against the case of why gold is money. If you start with the whole thing, you know, some elements or gases and liquids and wouldn't be suitable, so you remove those. You also have elements that can decay and become radioactive, so those don't really make good candidates for money. You have alkali and alkaline earth metals that are highly reactive. So again, that's not really suitable. Then you've got others that are solid and non-flammable and non-toxic, but you need something that's rare but not too rare. And so you've got some that are very abundant. You've got some that are too rare. So you knock those out. You have the super rare and synthetic elements. Take those out. That leaves five metals left: platinum, palladium, rhodium, silver, and gold. And of those, you know, palladium and rhodium are pretty much from modern times. And platinum has a very high melting point, so it was not suitable to be worked with really before, you know, the technical or industrial revolution. So that left silver and gold. Now, silver does tarnish over time, but it's also less rare than gold. So it works well as money, but you don't have as much value for it. And even, you know, today, if you wanted to try to preserve wealth, you wouldn't want to do that with silver. You'd want to do that with gold. Now, if you were wanting to invest to get return on your money, silver is definitely the way to go over gold. So you take silver out of the equation, and all that leaves is gold. And to give you an idea of how rare gold really is, if you took all of the gold that would be available for monetary usage, divide that up by every person on Earth, it works out to about one half an ounce of gold per person. That's not very much. Vincent?
You're absolutely right. And if you think about that, it's probably just around a wedding band amount for each person. And you know, John, when you mentioned this, you talked about things that make no sense or little sense, really no sense, for use in money, and that's gases and liquids. I mean, it's obvious, but who's really thought about that? You'd never, I mean, I wanted to buy a gas. I had a problem with a car, and I needed, well, here's an interesting story, John. I had a problem with the suspension of a Mercedes 2004, and this Mercedes has an air suspension. So in the infinite wisdom of the marketing people at Mercedes, they said, you know, why should we use coil springs like everybody else? Let's use these little airbags that are going to leak. And, you know, for a couple $1,000, we can charge our customers to replace these every 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years, because their car will just fall down. It will sit on the wheels, and they won't be able to drive anywhere because the trunk will be dragging on the road. So you can't drive it. You'll have to tow it. So I was changing out one of these systems, and I needed to refill a gas bottle that I bought. There was a guy selling an old plumber's torch. It came with a little bottle, like a little larger than a thermos, a cylindrical thermos, and I called the air gas company, and I said, do you have these? And they said, yep. And I bring it in, and I said, well, I'd like a nice one, because mine is a really nice bottle, meaning a steel container. I'd like one that's really nice, equivalent to mine. Well, bring it in, and we'll take a look. Well, all I had were these beat-up ones. Mine was a bottle, the size is called MC. A slightly larger one is a size A bottle, A, alpha, and then the next larger size is B. Now, what do those terms mean? Well, it's hard to keep them all straight, except when you realize what they stood for. It's an acetylene bottle, and it was used for the headlights of vehicles around. Mine was used in and a motorcycle. So motorcycles use the MC size bottle. A size bottles were used for automobiles. B size bottles were used for buses. So yeah, it's really great, but I don't have any gas in this bottle, so it wouldn't make much use as a medium of exchange. And how many people would want a bottle of acetylene anyway? So I mean, that's a very, very valid point. And who would want to carry around something that's radioactive? So you're absolutely right. It really does leave, in my world, two things. That'd be gold and silver. And people have tried copper. You know, copper's okay, but it's so common that you'd have to have like a busload of it, you know, to have any substantial amount. And you can't carry a busload with you. So that brings us right down to what you said. Gold, number one. Silver, number two, in terms of portability. I'm with you.
And the other article in history, it's rhyming again. You know, it's basically history repeats itself. Not so much exactly, but it starts to look alike. And this is an article that Bill Federer put out yesterday on Bastille Day, and I do highly recommend you sign up for his daily email. I don't get a chance to really read all of them, but the lessons of history in the right light unveil so much, and the way history was taught, even when I went to school, so much of what happened was occulted just by the way they presented the terminology of the history. And, you know, I probably like everybody, I knew about the French Revolution. I didn't really understand it so much until I read this article. And to put it in time frame, July 14th, 1789 is when the Bastille was stormed. In France, it was just March of that year that our Constitution went into effect. So this is very, very early on in American history. And what I didn't really realize is that this revolution was a revolution against God. And the reign of terror that went on, the people that they began accusing, arresting, beheading, first all the royalty, then the wealthy, then the farmers and businessmen, then those hoarding food, then the religious clergy, then the former revolutionaries. And if you've ever listened to the interview with Yuri, I believe it's Bezmenov. It was a Soviet defector. This interview was done back in the 80s. This is pretty much the typical, you know, communist, socialist, anti-God formula. And this is where the metric system was imposed, because it was based on 10, because we have 10 fingers and 10 toes. Another way of saying, you know, man's over God. And the new secular government proceeded to forbid crosses as being offensive. Religious monuments were destroyed. Statues were torn down. Public and private worship and education outlawed. Priests and ministers, along those that harbored them, were executed on sight. Christian graves were desecrated, and churches were closed or used for immoral or other purposes. And to me, we're so close to seeing, well, we're already seeing some of this in the United States. And I only expect this to get worse. You go through other items in history, 1917, the Russian Revolution, Again, another revolution against God, godless communism. We had the Nazis in Germany in the 30s. And it's always, first they came for, then they came for. And by the time they got to me, there was nobody left to stand up against them. And these cycles just seem to happen again, again, and again. And I wish there were ways around it, but you have to not only have people awake, you have to reach the people that are so bought into the system and get them to have a change of heart. So that's why I'm not very optimistic on actually accomplishing change that would prevent this. In fact, we even see this, thousands of years ago. If you've read the book of Exodus, and the way I summarize it is you could take the slave out of Egypt, but you couldn't take Egypt out of the slave. Even after all the miracles that those people saw firsthand. And today, here we are. I think the big difference with the United States, instead of the revolution, which is the typical communist socialist game plan, you had the progressives, which are the evolutionary socialists. And we're now getting deep into the end game there. And in fact, I went in and looked, and you can use Wikipedia for this. I'll look up the presidential elections. I went back to the first Clinton election and looked at the demographics of how the vote went. And when you do that, you can readily understand why the Democrats hate white men and strong Christians. And I'll just quickly detail that when we get back.
Yeah, and how do you pronounce the name of the guy Maximilien de Robespierre? Is that how you pronounce his name? The guy that encouraged, this reign of terror? Is that how you pronounce his name, John?
I'm not good with French. Even though I've got French ancestry.
And survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Captain John, please continue.
And going through the demographics of the elections, going back to the first Clinton election, there's only two demographic groups that the Democrats have not captured during that time frame. The first is white men. The second is basically church-going Christians, and that does not include Catholics or Jews. Most of the time, Catholics and Jews ended up siding with the Democrats. But for Christians that attended church at least once a month, those have been solid, not by much, but majority voting to the supposed opposition party of the Republicans. And as soon as the Democrats can finish marginalizing those two groups, we will have the one-party rule just like they did in the Soviet Union. Let me just round out the current events here. Women's soccer, equal pay, those poor, overpaid crybabies want more money. And this links back to a show that we did earlier where I talked about the Social Security report, the latest ones from 2017. The 2018 numbers will come out later this year. But for the most recent numbers that we have, equal pay for all workers, everything they made divided by the number of workers is $48,251.87. So, let's have those crybabies, send into the government everything they made over $48,251, and see if they continue to complain.
You're talking about Megan Rapinoe, this pink-haired lesbian, and her band of ball chasers.
Exactly. There's no doubt they're talented, but to say that they're not getting enough money. These entertainers, to me are too overpaid as is, and they also tend to be the ones complaining about people aren't making enough. Well, fine. Yeah, the only way to get that money is for you to give yours up.
You know, the Kardashian ilk has a whole bunch of real estate. I mean, they are beyond decadent. They flaunt their flagrant, reckless spending in people's faces as if we should envy their recklessness. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. And Kanye West, or Ye, I think he calls himself now, his sneaker line is worth $1 billion. Really? How does that, John, I don't understand how that happens. What actually does the Kardashian tribe, clan, group, I don't think you can call them a family because they're dysfunctional. What do they contribute to society? What? Do they teach anything? What do they teach? I mean, they invent new ways of bending over. Other than that, what can you learn from them? I can't think of anything except what a sin excess is. And they're like the poster tribe for excess. I don't get it. I don't get how they have followers. I don't get why anybody would pay attention to them. I don't get why they can take pictures of themselves and say, look at me, and people will actually look at them. The only reason I find out about them is I trip over them when I read the news. You're right. Crybabies. Please continue.
And unfortunately, people love the lies, and that goes back to Adam and Eve and the garden. They chose the lies over what God told them to do. It only took, you know, three chapters from creation to deception. And people want to be able to do anything they want without consequence. And the more people act like there aren't consequences, the more we see what the consequences are. Unfortunately, as we unfortunately seen on the news lately, people keep on licking and posting.
Yeah. And I was reading an article, I just glossed past the headlines, that the amount of electricity that is used on internet pornography would power an entire country. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine how sick this planet really is? And that explains why I have almost stopped helping people because of their sicknesses. I don't want any part of it. John, I'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.